be speaking at the Lensic Theater in Santa Fe on October 17th, on Friday night, as they show the new film on Democracy Now! Called Steal This Story, Please! And then on Saturday and Sunday in Woodstock and Saugerties. Check our website at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us.
As the cooler weather sets in the Kingston area, CFRC and KPP concerts are turning up the heat with a stacked fall lineup. On October 10th, check out Shania Twink, followed by the Arrogant Worms on October 11th at Broom Factory. Sloan hits the Ale House on October 18th, and folks can catch the Grapes of Wrath on October 22nd, Crywank on November 1st, and Georgia Harmer on November 8th at the Broom. Billy Pfaffel, Guy Davis, and Rhea May are also playing at the Broom on November 12th, 15th, and 16th, respectively. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
Just
I'm
stoked. So stoked.
I was stoked.
All right, I'm stoked.
Let's go for it.
Hey guys, welcome back to Stoke. It is your host, Jane. We are headed into week two of school and of this newest edition, I guess I could say, volume maybe, issue of Stoke. I'm very excited. I know I started off with a bit of an angry note last week. Had some notes from my mom about that. She did not enjoy how loud it was. But like I said, I have to explore all the type of music that I really enjoy. So sue me for playing a bit of angry music once in a while. This week, however, is a lot different from what we're used to. This has taken me a long time to get set up and figured out, but if you guys don't know, here at CFRC, there's thousands upon thousands of records and CDs and cassettes and all of the above. And every time I walk past, I feel shame that I like just go in this booth and look up Spotify, because I feel like I'm doing something wrong, honestly, because years and years of here have been built on vinyl and all the stuff I just listed. So I've had this idea for a while, but I think my playlist idea is songs that sound better on vinyl, or sound the best on vinyl. And I've done my best. I made my playlist before, silly me, but I've done my best to kind of find what I could find in our vault. And I have a bit of a, I don't even know, 60s through 80s playlist for you guys right now. But this is our vinyl vault, songs that sound good on vinyl. And I am actually recording all of the music off of, you know, a record player, which is pretty cool. Has taken me a long time to figure out how to record it and, you know, get all the records set up and in order. So bear with me. It's probably going to take me 4 hours to record, but that's okay. I got nothing better to do on Friday. And yeah, I've been wanting to do this for a while. Maybe I have an idea for some additions after this, because we could go, you know, the CD era, cassette era. I could bring in my new vinyl that I have with newer bands. Got a lot of ideas for you guys. So this is the OG throwback vinyl vault songs that sound best on vinyl from what I could find, asterisks from what I could find. So to start us off, I may have played this once before a long time ago, but this was the OG song in the playlist, so I feel like it would be a shame if I did not play it. And it is Canada's band The Band. And it's them singing The Wait. It's obviously a classic song of theirs. Didn't take long to find it on the shelf. It is quite used because it's such a good song, so I'm not surprised. But yeah, we've got that one coming up. And then I don't know if I'll try to fade into it after. We'll see what I can maneuver with this situation. I'm manning two record players right now, so bear with me. But after that, we're throwing it back. I guess they're both kind of 60s-ish, but this is super 60s. The Mamas and the Papas and Dream a Little Dream of Me. Is it of me or for me? Let me check. Of me. No, I was correct. Anyways, those are the two coming up. Again, I'm excited for this. Hopefully it sounds kind of different coming from a record player. Who knows? Maybe it sounds the same. But to me, it's cooler and a lot different. So this is songs that sound better on vinyl, and we're starting with The Wait.
Shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me, just hold me tight and tell me me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Well, there you go, guys. That was the Mamas and the Papas. Dream a Little Dream of Me. And then before that was The Wait by The Band, which is just a fantastic, fantastic song. Cannot complain. All right, so headed into the next section. I don't know. This is so fun. I feel like I'm, like, you know, mixing in the booth right now. It's kind of cool. I know I sound like kind of a D-bag saying that, but oh well, it's kind of cool. I wish you guys could see me, like, trying to maneuver this. It's kind of funny. All right, so the next songs, there's a couple songs in here I couldn't find, which is a shame because it's like these unknown albums or like one-off songs, but What I was really wanting to play was Harvest Moon by Neil Young, but again, couldn't find it. I also wanted to play Starman by David Bowie, and I've just gone out and checked again to see if I could find them, and I couldn't, and I'm a bit heartbroken. So, next best thing, Neil Young, you're getting Heart of Gold, which is a great song as well. Good Canadian man, good Canadian song. And then we are getting into, again, David Bowie, but Space Odyssey instead, which is honestly such a great song as well. Different vibe to Starman, but still very, very good. It looks like I'm going to have to buy the two albums, Harvest Moon and Ziggy Stardust for CFRC next time, but that's okay. I can do that when I make millions of money and I'll just donate all my records here. But anyways, that's what you're gonna get. I've been running around for the past 5 minutes looking for these albums, so sorry if I'm a little scatterbrained, but let's get into it. Neil Young and David Bowie's coming up next.
Control to Major Tom.
control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
10.
Ground control
9,
to Major Tom.
8. 7. 6.
Okay, guys, we are getting into it. This has been so fun. I've had some technical difficulties. Sorry if the sound's a little off, but I'm trying my best here. This is Songs That Sound Better on Vinyl, and it is actually being recorded on the vinyl record player, our phono player, And I'm having a lot of fun doing it. So next, I forgot. I like was kind of upset that I couldn't hear Starman, but then I realized how good of a song Space Odyssey was, and then I felt a lot better. So I really have no qualms, honestly. The next songs are pretty fun, honestly. We have For No One by the Beatles, which is probably one of my favorite songs off of Revolver. Obviously, I've played Here, There, and Everywhere a lot. But that one would probably take the cake for favorite Beatles songs, maybe of all time. Not 100% sure. The Beatles will be coming back later in the episode just because the Beatles were the first album and record I ever got growing up. So I just thought it's fair if I play them twice. And plus, whatever. They're the Beatles. They're awesome. And then after that, it is Pinball Wizard by The Who. And I've been meaning to play this song for a long time. Just couldn't find a good time to play it. And here we are. And CFRC had the big ol' Who album, so you know the Who. Sorry, I should be saying Tommy, the huge album, so there you go. We will get into those two. Please, guys, you know, DM me, interact with us. I'm Stoke_CFRC on Instagram. I'm your host, Jane. Please tell me some theme ideas, some fun things to do. We are getting into 30 and 40 plus episodes, so I'm just going to start running out of ideas, but that's okay. Yeah, just keep us updated, guys. We will get into the Beatles and the Who. Enjoy.
Your day breaks, your mind aches, you find that all our words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up, she takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. Nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches, there will be times when said will fill your head, you won't forget her. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
Again, if you're just tuning in, this is Stoke. My name is Jane, and this is our song that belongs on Vinyl Records. So my thought for this episode was truly like 60s, 70s songs, but then this makes me sound so young and naive, but I forget that like records were so big in the 80s still too, so all of the new wave stuff, all of the stuff I've played here before, all of that was records. Like records up until, correct me if I'm wrong, cassettes and CDs. Like it has been, I mean, up until now as well, but it was a huge thing for the, like, for 40, 50 years. So there's so many things. I was just like, do I narrow it down to just 60s, 70s? But then I was like, no, there's probably so much history and music that this, like, especially CFRC, I'm pretty sure they were bumping in the 80s. So I'm like, they must have so many 80s albums. So nonetheless, I decided to go with The Police, which I've played a lot before, but haven't got around to So Lonely, which is just a great song. Lots of love for The Police. Sting, great. No complaints. And then after that, it's kind of funny, the next song I'm going to play is Killer Queen by Queen. I have not played a lot of Queen yet, so I'm quite excited. But the funny thing is the two albums, I'm holding them and looking at them, and they're very similar. They've got that like red font, kind of aggressive across the top. And it's no surprise that, you know, they're in and around the same time. The Police, this one's saying 1979. Give me 2 seconds. And then this Queen album is saying 1974. So it's literally very similar. I don't know who ripped off who, but The Police, you got to check your backs, man. You are edging close to Queen's album cover, which is kind of funny. Anyways, Killer Queen, great song. Had to decide between many, but Queen will be coming back in the near future. Do not even worry. All right, I'll finally quit yapping and let's get back into it, guys. The Police and Queen is coming up next.
She keeps them always shined on in a pretty cabinet. Anthony cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. And it's an invitation you can't decline. Caviar, cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer queen. She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman, China, went down to Geisha Minor. Then again, incidentally, with that when perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Because she could care less, fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guilty to blow your mind.
For about 3 hours now, so I'm kidding, not really, but I'm glad I get to learn how to do this. It's kind of cool. I really do find it interesting. All right, so the next two songs, we have four more left, so we're going to do two and two. Excuse me, but the next two songs, we've got Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen. Again, I was on that kind of 80s grind, and I was like, you know what? I feel like he deserves a shout. I'm a huge fan of his. There's a movie coming out with him. I think Jeremy Allen White is playing him, and apparently it got 100% Rotten Tomatoes. I don't know if that's truly correct or not, but would be curious to watch that. I know my parents love him a lot, so pretty cool. The next one is kind of a crazy pull for me. We went kind of 80s in the middle, and then we're heading back to the 60s, okay? So this is a band called Dave Clark 5. For some reason, my dad would always play a 60s channel when I was a kid, and I grew an attachment to random 60s rock bands. So Dave Clark 5 is just this niche, small band of these five guys. Maybe they're brothers. I actually don't know. I haven't really researched them a lot. But they have about two or three songs that actually slap, like very, very good song. We have their greatest hits here, I believe. I have to check. The best of the Dave Clark Five. And, yeah, it's, you know, there's three or four songs that I actually know. And it's pretty funny. Like, this is a very, like, truly, truly 60s band, which is pretty awesome. And we're going to play, I don't remember if I said this or not, but Glad All Over by Dave Clark Five. Yeah, super stoked for those two. We will let them play out and then go on to the last bit. So I hope you guys have been enjoying songs that sound better on vinyl. And I almost forgot the title, but there it is. Enjoy.
Thank you.
on to the last songs of the week. This has been such a fun episode, guys. Really appreciate you hanging on and bearing with me. I'm sorry if the sound or the volume ever gets screwed up. Doing it one turntable wasn't working as well, so switched in the later half to the other one. So no worries there. Our last two songs, like I said, the Beatles were going to come back. And this is just in part to the fact that, again, they were the first album I ever got. And this was my favorite song off of the album that I got. So the album I got was Please Please Me, obviously, their first one. And the song I'm going to play is Anna, Go to Him. I don't even think they actually wrote this themselves. They're just doing a cover of it, basically. But I love it. I think it's John singing, but he has a cold, so it sounds like it's Paul. It's very interesting. You got to just listen to the way it sounds, because it just sounds like someone new is singing. But obviously it's their early stuff, so very different from their later stuff. But yeah. And then the last song I have is by The Monkees, another 60s band, and it's Daydream Believer. The Monkees have a lot of good songs. Pleasant Valley Sunday, I'm a Believer. I had to pick between all of them, but Daydream Believer is the one that I landed on, and I'm really excited for you guys to listen to it. Running out of time, so that might be all I talk about, but you guys are awesome. Hope you like this episode. I think we're going to do, I might do like a, you know, a CD version, cassette version, and then my own vinyl collection. I think that could be fun. Again, guys, thanks for listening. This has been Stoke. I'm your host, Jane. Follow us on Instagram at Stoke_CFRC. And yeah, keep listening to 101.9 FM. We are here and on air all the time. So please enjoy.
Okay, no, I mean, like, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know. 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need?
October 16th, 17th, and 18th for two mega sales under one roof. The Quality Inn Hotel at 33 Benson Street is hosting its Zara-branded outerwear sale and mega sports sale featuring jackets, parkas, jerseys, hoodies, toques, and more just in time for those cooler temperatures. Students get a 10% discount on everything. Head out to the Quality Inn 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, and then on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for great deals on outerwear and sports apparel.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to everybody joining us here in beautiful Grant Hall and online. My name is Colleen Flood and I'm the Dean of Queen's Law. It's my great pleasure to welcome you all here today for this special lecture by Justice Roe celebrating the 150th anniversary of the Supreme Court of Canada. I want to begin this afternoon by acknowledging that we are here on the traditional Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee traditional territories. And to acknowledge this traditional territory is to acknowledge the land's significance for the Indigenous people who lived and continue to live upon it and whose practices, spiritualities, and economies are tied to the land and the beautiful waters and the sky, and continue to develop to today. This year marks the 10th anniversary of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's calls to action, and so it's a critical moment for Canadian law schools to reflect on their role in advancing reconciliation. This past weekend, I was with Professor Lindsay Burrows and other faculty and staff and some of our amazing students. Some of you are here, as well as faculty and staff from UBC, TMU, Osgoode. What am I missing? One of them. Lots of students and lots of faculty at Learning Indigenous Law on the Land camp. It was terrific. We learned better about Anishinaabeg law and governance and trying to find better ways to express